Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All of a sudden, this Jacksonville game there, Fedor, seems pretty darn important for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I'm not going to go as far as must win because it's such a long season, but the early portion of the schedule certainly sets up better for the Browns. And they need to capitalize, and they need to beat the teams that they should be better than. And I think Jacksonville is a team that they should be better than.
I don't blame you. Well, by the way, I think the Browns are 3.5-point dogs in this game. Now, again,
is that right?
Yeah, I think that
on the
opened
road.
Up on the road, which is
on the road, coming
fair.
Off the worst quarterback performance that anybody has seen in the last decade.
So you think it should be 7-point dogs?
Yeah, right? Can they be 20-point dogs?
But yeah, I mean, this is an interesting game where I too will stop short of calling it a must win, but psychologically, I can understand if you're like, for the psyche of the Browns, you need a dub and it is a must win. I don't really have a rebuttal. Like, there are times where it is the age old concept in every movie ever, you know, the pursuit of happiness, where if that movie ends without you getting that uptick at the end, he gets the job. Guys, I don't know we're ever watching that movie again.
That's right.
You know, this is it. Does it feel like rock bottom for the Browns?
Well, no. I think we felt rock bottom before, and this is a different feeling of rock bottom. And to me, this one feels a little bit different. And you don't want to overreact, but the expectations were so different, right? The hope, the optimism, it was there with this team. There were people legitimately talking about Super Bowl potential, right? And then playing against a playoff caliber opponent in the Cowboys and looking so woefully unprepared and looking so overmatched and looking like one quarterback was at the top of a mountain and the other one was like buried underneath the dirt. Like that was alarming to me. So I don't think it's rock bottom. But like based on the expectations and what you thought you were going to see from the Browns, it was definitely concerning.
So I'll be honest. This is a hypothetical that I'm asking you. Is it rock bottom? Because I'm still forming my thought on it. Because it just kind of came out. Hence the stammering around for 5 seconds as I went. Is it rock bottom? What has me thinking it might be. What has me maybe leaning that direction is the expectation.
Right.
When you went 0-16, the expectation is you might win 5 games, or for some homers out there like me, maybe get to 7 games, right? Like,
yeah.
The difference between 7-0, there's not, I mean, yes, I get it, 7 wins, that's a huge win margin, but in terms of hope and all that, there comes a point where you're like, oh, they're just not that good.
Right.
When you have Super Bowl expectations,
yeah.
And when this year has been an artificial deadline by fans to say, it's now or never, it's boom or bust, it's bleep or get off the pot, to then in one game, I mean, there were people that I talked to, fans on the way back, that went from, we're going to be a Super Bowl contender this year.
Yeah.
Till, I don't know we're going to make it to 500.
Yeah.
I don't know we're going to make it to 6 wins. Now, that is absolutely an emotional overreaction based off one game of the moment. I don't ever remember that large swath of winning maybe 16 games in a season out of 20 games versus, if you factor in the playoffs, versus I think maybe we should get the top 5 pick this year.
I'll say this, Nick. The feeling that I had after the loss against Dallas and the feeling that so many Browns fans had that I'm close to, that I had conversations with after that game, that feeling, that hasn't been felt in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hope went to despair so quickly.
Is despair even a strong enough word?
I don't think it is.
I'm not trying to vocab it here.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go to your word a day calendar and you pull up something else, go to thesaurus.com and find another synonym for despair that you think is uglier. Go ahead.
Despair really is the pits, though. I mean, it's really tough to find one. Yeah.
Oh,
moribund? But, ooh, I like moribund.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it was emotionally exhausting watching that game. Because there's so much hope going into it.
Emotionally violent. That's what it felt like.
Okay.
Did I just one-up you?
Yeah, you did. Again. You didn't like my word with despair. You didn't like my word with emotionally exhausting.
That's on me, Doug.
No, keep correcting it.
It was emotionally exhausting. You nailed it, buddy. You're doing a great job. We got 1 hour to go. Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin tonight as well. So I think you and I have danced around for the Browns what this is about, meaning that push and pull of Deshaun's play versus winning games.
Mm.
But when it comes to what matters most to proclaiming this season a success, is it about his play, or is this thing dependent on the record?
To me, it's about his play, because I think his play and the way that I feel about Coach Kevin Stefanski, those are the two variables that most impact what I perceive to be their ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always going to feel like that. That's just how I am. I think in the NFL, your ceiling as an organization is the coach and the quarterback. I know it's a team game. I know that there are other aspects. You can talk about special teams. You can talk about defense. You can talk about the running game. You can talk about the offensive line. You can talk about all those things. I know it's not tennis. I know it's not golf. But when we're talking about the ceiling of a team and we're talking about their chances of competing for a Super Bowl, to me, like, I've got to see Deshaun play high-level quarterback. Like, I don't think you can run game your way to the Super Bowl. I don't think you can defense your way to the Super Bowl. I don't think the NFL exists that kind of way anymore. This isn't 2005. This is 2024. And you need to have your quarterback playing at a high level, a consistent level. You've got to have him operate the offense at an efficient level. So to me, I'm looking at how he plays. And my feelings of the Browns and their chances of competing at the highest level are directly tied to Deshaun, and they always will be.
I think quarterback play of your starter that's under contract for long term, that's expected to be your starter for multiple seasons.
Yeah,
I think it is the number one by a wide margin thing that is attributed to hope.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, that's what NFL fans subside on. They play on our regional pride and our love of this team's history. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that hope is the thing that goes, maybe we'll get back to 1964.
Right.
Maybe I'll feel the way I did again when Bernie Kosar had you in the AFC title game multiple times.
And Brian Sipe.
And so.
And Johnny Manziel.
No. Too soon. I don't think it's ridiculous to say that I don't know there's anything more important to the health of the psyche regionally, or just how you feel about this team long term than Deshaun having. Like, if you go 9-8, but Deshaun balls out, let's say with 10 games to go, just goes off in a torrent.
Uh-huh.
So it's the last 10 games of the season. He looks like vintage Deshaun to get you to 9-8, but you miss the playoffs by one game. You can sell me a case that is better for Browns fans, for the organization as well, than if they win 11-6 and they won in spite of Deshaun Watson.
I agree.
And that's
winning in spite of a quarterback is never a place that you want to be if you're looking at long-term sustainability of an organization.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really important. Like, if it means short-term pain for long-term gain, that's usually something that I'm on board with.
But it is interesting, as culture has changed in the last couple of years, I feel like we have noticed a rapid decline in people willing to put up with short-term pain for long-term gain. Like, as a society, because we're such a now, and I think that is like...
Oh, you kidding me? Absolutely.
Like, especially now with Deshaun, it's like you just keep waiting for the now. So I think that absolutely is a big part of this. Eric, you've been waiting patiently, buddy. What you got for us?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I was just, it's Eric, not Derek.
Did I say, I thought I said Eric.
I think you said Eric. I'm pretty sure you did.
No. All right. Anyways, I was wanted to call and say, I'm recovering in alcoholism, 4 years sober coming up.
Congratulations.
When I was getting away with doing things that were wrong, I was confident. I was on top of the world. And I was being a nice person. I was doing everything that I needed to be and doing everything. Once I got called out, I became, I don't want to say softer, more humble. And I was not the same person. I was the same person on doing the nice things in the community and for my family that I needed to be, but I was not the same cocky person I was. I believe with Deshaun Watson that he got called out and he's lost that confidence in himself, because not saying that he's an addiction whatsoever on anything, but he got called out being Jekyll and Hyde.
Eric?
And once you take away that other one,
mm-hmm.
he's just, you know, his internal, once that trade happened and all the allegations came out, I was like, he's not going to be the same person. He's not getting away with all of these things under the table, and it's going to be in his head constantly.
Eric?
And he hasn't been.
Yeah.
One, thanks for your call. Two, congrats on sobriety. We appreciate you there, buddy.
And thank you for sharing your story, too. Appreciate that. I think a lot of other people can relate to that.
I think the hardest thing, and this is whether it's kind of traverses all platforms here.
Mm-hmm.
When the way that people see you, and you're used to it, especially if you're built up to be a hero, when that changes and you can't control that or change it back, it is the hardest thing to accept. No matter how real or unreal either versions of how you're seen are. 216-474-0092.
Look at Tiger Woods.
Yep.
Just never the same after that incident.
Listen, it can be a bit onerous to talk about this, but I love when radio show hosts come out and are like, you know, we don't want to talk about this. I don't want to have to, you know, use these words. And, you know, like, listen, nobody really wants to talk about these things. But in the pantheon of responsibilities in the universe, you still get paid to talk sports, bro.
I was taught a long, long time ago, Nick, that when it comes to radio, you don't talk about the things that you want to talk about all the time.
Yeah.
You talk about the things that the fans want to hear about the time.
And like the most
This is the
amount.
Starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns are the biggest thing in this town, and they always will be no matter what else is happening.
Well, and also, like, because the whole point of, I don't really want to talk about this, I hope you guys are okay with me talking about it, is I always imagine, like, if I complain about, like, listen, there are times where we playfully complain about things. That's a little different.
Yeah, a little bit.
But if you're like, oh, so tough, nah, there's somebody out there that's dealing with like depression right now. Yeah. Like, that's so tough.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody, you know, in their car driving back from like a cancer treatment.
Yeah.
That's tough. Talking about the many levels of screwed that the Browns will be if this Deshaun thing does not work out. It's not bright and sunny. It's not as fun as the 6 2/3 of perfect innings matter to you.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just saying that. That was a more fun conversation.
Yes.
But like, it's just, it's funny to me because it's so phony, this idea of, oh, sorry, guys, we got to do it. Sorry, got to try and get ratings like everybody else does. Ugh. Now, that being said.
The thing that is exhausting, though, is that he continues to create, whether he means to or not, he continues to create drama around this team and more talking points. And it's exhausting because there just isn't quality football attached to it.
You know what's funny about that is I'm actually totally cool to just be like, this dude's not good at football. Like when a guy doesn't play well,
yeah.
Like there's no polishing the turd that happened on the field.
I did that for years with Brian Hoyer.
Hey, there's still time for him.
Oh, okay.
Has he retired yet? I think he might have retired.
I think he did. I think he's doing this broadcasting thing up in New England.
Ah, oh, out. Of course, overshown by Tom Brady again.
Yeah, no.
But I do.
That's his life. That's his story.
But it, to me, like the deflating thing about yesterday was not, hey guys, Deshaun isn't very good. What do you think?
Yeah.
It was the again with that.
Yeah.
Because I think like I really do try as hard as I can to be as fair as I can to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing, by the way, while we're talking about things that are totally fake. People who act as if it's possible to be 100% unbiased 100% of the time. Robots can do that. You can't. Yeah. You're a human. When somebody's mean to you or somebody just...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. But
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dismissive of you, there's going to be times where you think ill of that person, and it's going to inform your worldly view. But what was interesting about it is, no matter how you frame it, I have daughters, or I don't know, love and respect all women, let alone ones that are, you know, connected to me in any sort of way. It's not, it's when that comes up again, you're like, again?
Right. Right.
Wait. And even if it's in the same time, even if the NFL views it from the same lens and there isn't punitive things to come out of this for Deshaun and the Browns,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. It's still the same mule kick. It's still like, okay, man. All right. I thought we were just able to talk about him as a bad football player. No matter why. By the way, because this was in October of 2022, whether it happened or not,
mm-hmm.
the work that Deshaun was supposed to do, if he did it properly, that you can still claim like, hey, I am a changed person.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's not as if this should be, oh, we got, no, this might, it's if it's in the same time period, it shouldn't really change your feelings on him one way or another. It's just another allegation, just another lawsuit. But the timing of it does make you go, not again.
Yeah.
Even if it's not technically again. So you and I were talking about something off air that we were talking with a friend who has a significant other that works within the purview of football.
Yeah.
And might give them a chance to, an outside chance, let's say it, to meet
shot.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And the way you lit up at the idea of this person being able to meet Taylor Swift, probably the hardest I've had to judge you to this point.
What is the judgment coming from?
Not because it's Taylor. Okay, a little bit because it's Taylor. And a little bit that you would... You're such a calm and cool, confident guy.
Yeah.
You're so chill in your own words.
Thank you.
The idea that you would go that gaga or do go to those extremes to meet Taylor Swift
yes.
is a little embarrassing
okay.
for me.
To use what you just talked about right there, I am human. I have emotions. Thank you very much. I am entitled to those emotions. And I would get thrilled, excited, overjoyed with the possibility of meeting Taylor or somebody that I know that gets that opportunity.
So you're even excited, like you're gaga for somebody else's?
Oh my God, yeah. Somebody that I know, even if they're just an acquaintance or however I know them, yes.
So if they shook their hand, do you have to go then and go shake their hand? Because it's like you would...
That'd be cool.
Are you serious? I was being very sarcastic.
I kind of feel better about myself. That was the hand that shook Taylor's hand, and I just shook it.
So you think a little Taylor rubbed off on you?
No, I don't think it's that way.
I think that's exactly the implication.
I don't think it needs to be that.
I think the thing about this is...
There has to be somebody out there in this world that you would just lose it over.
There'd be plenty of people that I would be happy to meet. Like when I met Shaq.
When you met Joe Thomas.
Yeah, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little different because, like, the first time I ever interacted with Joe, I was a member of the media.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to be chill, baby.
There is a difference there.
But, like, so I'm not trying to say the sheen wore off that by the time Joe retired. But, no, like there have been people like, you know, like Bernie.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was, like, a really cool moment.
Of course.
Of, like, oh, that's such a big part of my childhood and my connection with my dad at Cleveland
yes.
Sports. But I wasn't, like... I didn't like immediately get into my phone, or I didn't like, I'm never washing this hand again because me and Bernie shook hands. I don't think there's anybody on the planet that I would go out of my way, like pull strings to meet.
Really?
Yeah, like to interview, I totally get it. Professionally.
Just to meet?
No.
See, meeting would be better. So that's the thing in this business, and I understand what you're talking about with Bernie, with Joe Thomas and all those guys. So for me... Because I've covered sports for the last 20 years, and now I cover the Cavs, and I've been doing that for the last 10 years. That's why Taylor Swift is a bigger deal. Like, I have to bottle my emotions as much as possible in this job field. And I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a responsibility to my readers to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't write about entertainment. I don't write about music for Cleveland.com. So, like, I'm allowed to be fanboy Chris when it comes to those things. And I will be fanboy Chris when it comes to Taylor Swift.
So, like, my favorite band on the planet is, and this is a moving target because we all have, it's the Black Keys.
Okay.
I met Dan Auerbach at the radio station I used to work at back when I was, like, 24.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere about 24, and I met his then wife and his kiddo, his oldest kiddo, and it was really cool. I didn't ask for an autograph. I didn't let him know. Like, we ended up talking. He actually helped me put together, like, a reel-to-reel because my dad sent me in there. I had no idea how to string tape, and I felt this dude over my shoulder, and I looked back, and I was like, oh, that guy kind of looks like Dan Auerbach, and went back to trying to do this, and I looked back, and I was like, you Dan Auerbach? He's like, cool. He's like, yeah.
Okay,
cool.
But that's slightly different too because you were in a work environment with that.
Okay, but my thing is like, I just like if you said, "Hey, would you like to meet Hulk Hogan?" Cool. Hey, would you like to meet Shaq again? Would you like to meet Dan and Pat together? Would you like to meet any like? I'd be happy. I'm not going to say I wouldn't say no. I would or that I would say no, but I just don't think I would go out of my way. And I think in the moment. I couldn't be gaga. I couldn't.
Do you think that you're like this more because you're in this business and you interact with more of those people more frequently than young Nick thought he would have?
No, I actually think it's there was an experience when I was really young. Uh-huh. And you know,
we're going down a road here.
Yeah, you know, when I was a young boy, uh-huh. You know who Todd Rundgren is?
No.
So for our dad's generation, no, probably not our age, but okay. My dad's a big Todd Rundgren fan.
Okay.
And we happened to see him in an airport. And there was a couple people that went, oh, because this was like 1988, that went like, oh my God. And I saw the weight it put on him immediately. And at like 3 years old, I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. Like it was like an instinctive thing. And I saw it again when I got to get a autograph by Kareem at MC Sports. It might have been Durham Sports. MC Sports in Medina in like 1992. And I saw a guy who was standing outside in Kareem, totally relaxed, awesome, great. Mm-hmm. And I saw him had to take a deep breath walking in because he knew how much it just, it's a weight. It really is. We make fun of that sometimes. And I know he would take the NBA career and the millions of dollars and beautiful women just to carry that weight. And by the way, if he didn't want to be there, he wouldn't be there. But I've instinctively seen people not recoil, but load up when it comes to those moments. And it's just like a visceral thing. Like I feel their anxiety about the way that people react. So it does take me out of the moment a little bit.
No, man, if I saw Taylor at a Cavs game at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse because she was with Trav, if they were still together.
Just call him
Trav. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what us Swifties call him. It's not Travis Kelce. It's not Super Bowl winner Travis Kelce. It's Trav. It's Trav and Tay. So if I saw Tay with Trav at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Isn't it Trailer? Aren't we calling them Trailer?
I don't know how that works.
Sounds right.
Do
to
they
me.
Have one?
I think it's Trailer.
And they were in bowels of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse next to that VIP club or something like that. I would ask to take a picture. I don't care. When it comes to Taylor, like my shame goes all out the window. She's the Pantheon.
Are you going to try and like edge Trav out there?
No, not to that level.
Yeah, just in case Holly's listening. Good call.
That's the thing, dude.
Wink, wink, wink.
Come on, man. You don't have to take that level. You can be like a really big Swiftie and acknowledge the greatness of her and how talented she is without having like a crush on her or wanting to take it to that level.
You're
going to
make me
like
ask you the question? Because I'll ask the question right here.
Go ahead. Ask the question.
Do you have a crush on Taylor?
No. I think she's attractive. Sure. I think she's incredibly talented. Sure. But no, not like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've she's walk totally the line attractive.
In case she's listening or I'm going to meet her one of these days. I don't want to come across as that. I don't want to blow my chance at a selfie.
Not with your wife. With Taylor. 216-474-0092.
She could be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse season. Trav was there.
Yeah, totally. Would you use your contacts if you knew you had an outside chance at meeting Taylor Swift at an NFL game? Would that make you more likely to go to that game?
There has to be somebody for you. We're going to find somebody for you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.